If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
My name is Keen, and every diva should know how to wear a bobby pin.
My name is Troy, and I am the straw that stirs the drink.
And you're listening to Sissy That Pod, your favorite RuPaul's reaction podcast. I was away last week gallivanting in Amsterdam, so we've got a bumper episode, just the two of us, just us kitty girls to get into. So let's go. Okay, Troy, two episodes in. How high level, how did you enjoy these two episodes in the context of the full season?
I feel like I enjoyed these two past episodes more than the rest of them. Like, I'm like really, really, really in it now.
Okay, nice.
I really liked these episodes.
I liked this one. I don't know if the girl group was a bit messy, I thought.
It was messy. It could be because I love ASMR love so much, and I love cake and candy so much that I'm just like, any excuse to hear it for like a long period on the show, I'm obsessed.
I guess we did discuss how you unironically don't, you know, unironically love RuPaul's music. So there was a lot of that last week, which I guess was good. ASMR Love was the best of the three, I did think, both song and performance-wise.
I agree, for sure.
And I liked the idea of it, of this week's challenge, which was the design challenge, but like tied into a doll. Like, I kind of remember season 9, they had to come up with like a superhero, and you had what, like Spunky the Starfish, mm-hmm. whatever, from Trinity the Tuck. My only downside is I felt it came slightly too close to the ball. Like, I kind of felt like I would have liked a few episodes in between.
I get that. I didn't think about that, but that does make sense. But yeah, it was like, it's like they tried to figure out a way to basically do that season 9 episode again. And they're like, what about a doll?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked it. I also like am a doll gay. Like, I'm okay in life.
You're like Smithers.
Yeah. I just have a room full of Malibu Stacys.
You must have some Britney dolls, no?
I do have some Britney dolls. My friend Zach is like the real Britney doll collector. He gets them specially made. I wish.
That must cost a pretty penny.
Yeah. Like, he gets them designed and it takes like months and then they ship. It's like a whole thing. I'm basic. I just buy Britney dolls off eBay.
I mean, you say basic, I say, you know, savvy with your money. You like a bargain.
Exactly.
Right, so we're going to do this episode slightly different because we've got two episodes to recap. So I thought we would basically go through our power rankings for the season, explain our rationale, debate in the case of where it's different, and then in sort of like, as we go through the queens, we also just discuss their performances on the last two episodes as well, and things we liked that also pop up. So kind of more looser format, but we should be able to cover everything in it. So before we get into it, let's discuss the queens who have been eliminated, you know, as of recording. Amanda Tory Meeting, first up. You know, I knew she wasn't going to win. I kind of compared her to Heidi in Closet in the past. And that's because I really thought she'd be able to make it further just on sheer force of personality and fan love. So it was sad to see her go when she did.
Yeah, she was my number one contender for Will Come Back. Like, not meant to win this season, clearly. Has a lot to figure out. But it's okay because she's all the, like, the foundation is so there to be, like, an absolute top-tier queen. And she will be back. There's absolutely no way that we won't see her again on this show. Like, she'll be back.
How long do you think it'll be before she's back? Like, are we talking 2 cycles, 3 cycles?
I think that it would be like you said, similar to Heidi, where like we see her very soon. And I think that she's too much of a big personality to, like, I feel like Rue probably really likes her behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
And I suppose she also came out as trans as well. I don't know if that was, did we discuss that last time or not? But I guess she's going through that change as well. So she could be a fully fledged one man when she comes through, you know, and be, and take the crown.
Totally.
Yeah. It was sad to see her go. And also in a similar way, it's sad to see Plain win. Like, her going is sad for her, but it's also like annoying for Plain to be smug about it.
I know. But then I was thinking, you know what? They're setting up a great villain. They're doing exactly what they're doing that they're so good at, you know, which is like, it was just like very Shakespearean the way that they edited the whole thing. Because as soon as I saw that they were revolving the beginning of the episode around their drama, like, so intensely, I was like, one of them is going to go home and it's going to be like, you know what I mean? They're going to make it a big
thing. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Sad to see her go. I if we were doing the power rankings, including her, I would have definitely had her above 3 or 4 of the queens we're going to talk about. And then eliminated this week is Geneva Carr. Last time we spoke, you had had enough of her.
Yeah. That continues to be the case. Just
okay. Tell me, what was it about her that made her Geneva Jar?
She just. There are some people who just, no matter how hard they try, do not possess star quality. I'm sorry. No, this is me just being completely honest. Like, no matter how much they white knuckle it, no matter how much effort they put in, no matter how like much stick-to-itiveness they have, some people just aren't meant to be on television. I don't believe that she was meant to be on TV. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking of Strange. Like, you will never be glamour. That is you. You will never be a star.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just like, oh God, like I don't know. I could go much deeper, but just didn't have the it factor for me.
Oh gosh, I mean, that would cut pretty deep. I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, we've seen queens on the show. I'm trying to think of one now who is like good drag queen, but not a good TV drag queen, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd necessarily say that for Geneva. I mean, I think she struggled with dressing, the aesthetic. I mean, I was looking back at the looks last week and her pussycat wig look was horrendous. I remember actually it coming out and I just shook my head and said no. Like, it was purple with this kind of like iridescent leopard print. It just didn't fit her right. And what was so strange is, like, I honestly think she has had the weirdest run on the show, maybe of all time. Like, top two, bottom two, bottom two, win, elimination.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. You're very right.
It's so strange. I wouldn't go as far as to say I don't think she possesses star power or star quality. I think she is charismatic. I think she needs to finesse it a bit more and get a bit more experience. But, like, there was something there that put her in the top two last week.
No,
or sorry, for week one, saying
I would tip her down. Let's just be clear. If I was like out at a bar and I was drunk, I would absolutely put money in her breasts, like for sure. Like, I think that she, like you said, she's like for me, she's a queen that I would really enjoy seeing, and like probably absolutely destroys it and where she's from. But like, for me, just didn't register like as a television star.
Hmm. I was going to say maybe she's only young, but she is 30, but maybe she's just young in her drag career and persona and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And look, you know, she has a certain body type that is less forgiving to mistakes as well. So I think that is also a factor in here as well. But I do think she's likable. I didn't really get to know her that much. And serving Mexicana is important, but when Mexico has its own franchise, I guess, that significance becomes maybe slightly less, but I felt she went at the right time. So
yeah, it was time.
Say
it was
done. It was time. Okay. All right. Okay. So that leaves us with 9 queens. 10 queens, 11 queens. Sorry.
Yes.
Left. Who are you putting in 11th on your power ranking of most likely to snatch the crown?
Okay. So we're starting best to worst.
We're starting worst to best.
Worst to best. Okay. So Do I not include her? Because she just left.
Yeah, exclude her. Yeah,
because okay, you know where she was. So it's yeah, it's fine anyway.
Oh, so to clarify, she was 12th, was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So next on my ranking was Maya.
Okay, tell me why.
I just have not really connected to Maya really at all this season. Like, and I've tried, and I've like, I don't know. I feel like there's something. She's holding back so much, and it's like, I don't know if we've ever seen a queen with such like crippling shyness. She really will just get on stage and stand there and not say anything to them. And like, you can tell there's like so much personality there. There's so much that she wants to say. In her confessionals, she's like very outgoing. With the girls, she is a kiki. But then when she gets on stage, she's like stone-faced, painted smile. I am not talking to you. I'm not joking with you. I'm not laughing with you. Don't try it. I'll smile back and politely, and that's about it. And I just like, I don't know. I just haven't connected to any of her looks. They've all been pretty bad. So.
Were you a Will and Grace girly?
Yeah.
When you said that, I remember the episode where Grace leaves Will's apartment and makes her own and tries to have like a house party, and she has their friends over, and there's a silence. And the friend goes, "The soup's a little cold." And she's like, Grace goes, "It's gazpacho. It's supposed to be cold." Okay, it's bad. That's basically what I feel like you said to Maya. I mean, look, I can't argue with anything you say. I think she's totally, totally shy. Talking about somebody who isn't comfortable being on TV, mm-hmm. I don't think she... I'm sure if we go to South Beach and we go to Palace and we saw her, we would be hooting and hollering and we'd be throwing our money at her. You know, and she came into her own in the lip sync, but it kind of feels like she entered this competition on purely being a performance-based queen. And like, when your strongest thing is the only thing is the thing that you do when you need to go home, like, that's not going to get you to the top. So I totally see your point there. The only reason I didn't put her at the bottom is because I think she could like basically lip sync her way to safety for the next few weeks and kick a few people out, because like that performance to control was really, really good.
It was so good, and I totally agree with you. I feel like she is that girl this year, like, where she'll be on the bottom like constantly, but the performance is so great that it's like, okay, well, if you're standing on your head, girl, like, what are we supposed to do? Send you home, you know?
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, at least we're getting a show this week,
right?
And you know, like, in this week's challenge, I actually quite liked her outfit. It's like, it was like the whole branding and the doll. Like, I think she said, you know, my doll is shy and outgoing. And was like, okay, well, which is
right.
Like, she's tall and she's small. She's loud, but she's quiet. Like, it's like, okay. So I think she just got punished for having a lack of personality.
And she was so hilariously robotic in her reading of, in her like voiceover. She's like, these shoes will have you flipping for the gods. It's like, oh my God, girl, you're a drag queen. Give us a little pizzazz, will ya? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, honestly, the Google Translate lady could give more sass than my...
Right. Suri was like, just let me read it, girl. God.
Yeah. And then, so let's just talk about that group that won the girl group challenge. Maya, Geneva, Megami, and Nymphia. And although I don't dispute that they deserve to win, I don't really know what was different. Was it just that they were better in sync or something?
You know, it was it the lesser of the evils? Is that what it was?
Maybe. Was it that so many of them struggled to get the personality across that they kind of just felt like it wasn't like clashing personalities and they felt more united? I don't know. It definitely was the best of a bad bunch, but
yeah,
it was weird. And it's such a weird thing to throw the balance off. These people, three of which are probably going to be going home in the next few weeks, all getting a win under their belt.
I wanted to ask you, actually, when it comes to these, like, you know, write lyrics challenges, like, I do wonder, and I squint at how much maybe like the producers or somebody is like helping, because to go from having nothing to then hear what they have written and performed, sometimes I'm like, how did you get there? Like, what was the journey to, I can't think of anything, boom, clack, clack, to like, now you have like a full Azealia Banks song. Like, what happened?
I mean, I guess you've got like a day to write it. And, you know, sometimes we see, so this week, that week, like they just did their own choreo, but sometimes you see them do like a singing session with Michelle or, you know, some other producer. Rue's current trend is to call her Michelle the Voice Massage, which I love. But I guess like they don't record the vocals in that moment because they're on the main stage and like it would sound awful. So I guess they go somewhere and they record them, and there must be somebody there who like helps them.
There has to be. Diane Warren is like, they're waiting to light them like a pop.
This will get me my Oscar.
Yeah. Rue's like, bring in Max Martin.
it was strange. So I guess Maya did a good job there last week, but like not in any sort of standout way. It was real sort of blended into the background. And actually, on the topic of that episode, what did you think of Amanda's nest look?
Oh, it was so odd. It was so, like, the effort was great. And I felt like they should have at least been like, at least you tried something unusual and fun, and like she really gave an effort, but it was so odd and it took so much. When she started explaining it, I was like, oh girl, not you explaining it for 10 full minutes. Like,
I actually quite liked it until she started explaining to it, and then I was like, oh yeah, pussycat, wait, what is this? Why do you have a beard? I mean, like, if I was like in a Halloween party and this person wore that coming towards me, I'd be like, I don't know what this is, but I like it. Yeah. But once you're told that she created this in the context of Pussycat Wig, I was like, how does your brain work?
Right. Like birds nesting, baby birds, blue. I was just like, it doesn't seem like you fully get it either, but girl.
And also, can we have a moment for how La Roche read Geneva down? And she seemed to be loving it.
So La Roche is such a good reality judge. He's so good.
I mean, they're so right. Like, how has it taken them so long to actually get them booked?
Right, yeah. I know.
Like, if Carson Kressley finds other job opportunities, get Law in. Like, Law and T.S. Madison, what a dream team they'd be.
I will tell you, I have been a T.S. Madison fan for a very long time. She's always been, like, my secret little, I watch this thing on the internet in bed at night, and I don't know if anybody, you know, and then watching from like a real star has been so cool. Like, I just think that she is like one of the best judges that show's ever had. I love Miss Madison so much.
Yeah, she's great. She was at DragCon as well because she was doing all the Bring Back My Girls stuff there. So it was so cool to see
her. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Okay, so your 11th place is Maya Iman LePage. Not mad at it. I didn't put her last. I put Megami last.
Okay.
Because I think she would lose at a lip sync against Maya.
Mm.
And I think they're both kind of on the struggle bus. I think we know less about Megami as well. I must say, the more I do get to know her, I do think she's really sweet. And I think she's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think we really got to know her, I think it was the last week or the week before, when she kind of had a vulnerable moment. I could definitely be her friend. I actually don't mind. Like, I think she has a really distinct drag aesthetic. I really like the tattoos, how she shows that in her drag. I just don't know if she has, the narrative arc to get her to the final, it seems to be saying, if she's going home soon. I don't know if she has, like, the versatility that this show looks for.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I was over in New York and there was a Megami show, I'd be interested to see what that looks like, because I feel she has a really distinct point of view.
I mean I can't disagree with anything that you said. Like, I think that she is, and this is actually not meant to be offensive, but I think that she's almost like a perfect middle ground queen for this competition. Like, it feels like we're far enough in at this point that, like you said, like, I don't know if narratively she has a chance at going super far at this point. But she does seem so nice, like just really kind and like normal and chill. And I kind of feel, I don't know. I feel like there's something about her that isn't translating. Like we're missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I know kind of one of the memes of the season so far has been protect queer art. I don't know if you've seen the memes, but it's like someone like shares an obscure pop song and then they just like then the next side is protect queer art. Like, so I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. But like in a way that I feel like Geneva was trying to be what Rue wants her to be and was failing, Megami is being her own thing and just isn't working for the show.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It's not working for the show, but it feels like it works in her life, you know?
Yeah.
I bet she's the moment at whatever like bar she works at all the time. Like she just seems like she's just not translating on TV for some.
Yeah. I'd love to see her host a brunch or something like that. I'd say she's like really charismatic and fun and like a nice versatility. Like there's a Rusical next week, which could be her moment to shine. If there's any moment for her to shine, this could be it.
Yeah, she needs to just like go balls to the wall. She kind of just like rides in the middle. So like, and that's like a scary place to be on Drag Race, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like I enjoyed what she wore this week, like that she made that. It was quite a nice blue sequined kind of play suit that she kind of made into the Statue of Liberty. And she characterized that person quite well. And then the week before, she kind of had like this turquoise corset, which, again, I thought was nice. But I think this is it. It's always nice. It's never wow.
Yeah.
That's. And for this show, you kind of need some wow moments.
You just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a Megami 11th. So, and then I had Maya 10th. So do you want to go into your 10th?
Mine is Megami.
Megami. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're agreeing they're kind of the bottom two trailing the pack in trouble. Okay. Do you want to go on to 9th?
Yeah. So this might be a controversial one.
Oh, sorry. Am I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. 10,
right?
There's 10 left, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. So then, yeah, okay, so then we're on to 8th, sorry.
Yeah,
so the math ain't mathin'.
It's okay.
8th for you.
Listen, homosexuals aren't known for our math skills. Okay?
I mean, I have a degree in maths, so I should be better. I can't use that as an excuse.
My God. You're like, I'm a literal math teacher. Okay.
I should be better.
No, you're fine. My next one was Plain Jane.
Oh, okay. Tell me. I want to hear it.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't feel like I understand Plain Jane's drag, like, at all. I don't understand her drag vision. I don't get her drag character. I don't look at anything and think, like, I could see her in it. At this point, like, I kind of understand all the girls and I get their vibe and their aesthetic and like what they do. I don't understand Plain Jane. I don't get her. And I don't think she's good enough at drag to warrant the talkiness. Like, it's like you've had a couple moments that have been good on the show, but you've not like absolutely fucking nailed it or hit it out of the park. And the burger thing was just recycled Jimbo. Like it wasn't original by any stretch of the imagination. So I just, and even this week, like I didn't think that her look for the doll challenge was like bad by any means. Like she did great. Her voiceover was funny. She looked good, but I just don't get who she is. Like I didn't understand why she was wearing that or like the rhyme or reason behind anything. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think that's really well described. Now, I think she did the best a voiceover because she was talking about how her doll is she a mermaid or is she an ice skater? She doesn't know, but she's actually secretly a Russian spy. Like, that was kind of the best world building of any of the dolls, which I thought was quite good. But, like, I do totally get you. Like, is she a pageant queen? No. Is she a comedy queen? No. Is she a fashion queen? No.
Right.
Is she a body queen? Maybe. She isn't in any box yet. And maybe that's by design, but it is hard to put the finger on it. That being said, not due to my preference, but I had her fourth on my list because I feel like she has a lot of momentum. The judges seem to love her. She still has the immunity that Safira spunked up the wall this week, foolishly. I saw that Plain Jane joined Madonna on stage this week.
Yes.
So, like, there's hype around Plain Jane that is going to get, like, I don't feel like she's going to go home before the finale. And even though, like you said, I don't know if the drag warrants the cockiness, I don't want her to see her do well, but I think she's here to stay for a while.
You're right, honestly. She is going to be, there's no way that she's not going to be there until the end. Like, because what would the show even be about? Like, then who would they be fighting with? She is the show.
Q would find something to get annoyed yeah. about, and they'd be like, girl, come on.
No, but you're right, though. She does have, like, wild momentum. Like, she's one of the only queens that feels like she's, like, each week picking up the pace. I just hope that by the end of this, she's another one that I could see definitely coming back. Another, like she's a real high contender for I'm not going to win, but you are absolutely going to see me again. You know?
Big time. Yeah, she's not going to win. I don't think she'll ever win if she keeps up this villain. But then look at Raja O'Hara. Like, she was the villain of season 11 and she came back and she was so joyous. So
yeah.
And I think maybe we got a bit of an insight into her motivations. Like, this episode, she spoke about her homophobic dad and how, like, that sort of uncertainty in the home left her with these insecurities, and, like, classic that these, you know, hurt people, and that's kind of where it's coming from. But I kind of want them to call her out in her shit more. Like, in Untucked, she comes for Geneva, or no, for Plasma, and was like, how do you feel about the judges being excited that you're changing your makeup? And then, like, Plasma gets pissed off. She's like, I feel like you're very defensive. And it's like, yeah, because you're fucking coming for me, and you know you're coming. Like, she's playing the game perfectly, and I don't know why no one's calling her out in it.
They seem scared of her. They seem absolutely terrified of her. And I actually, if I'm being honest with you, I think it's a disservice to her. Like, if she had somebody who was not afraid of her to, like, clap back, throw, like, really funny shit back at her. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's not really hard to be funnier than her. She's not funny. She thinks it's funny. Somebody has told her once or twice that she's funny, and she has really taken to that, widening my eyes. So,
and the burger finger didn't help that ego trip.
God, it's like, here we go. Now I'm gonna see that for the next 10 years. But yeah, if she had somebody on the show like a Jujubee or somebody who, like, can quit,
a Bianca,
yeah, yes, just like, to actually read her, it would be such a gag, but it'll never happen.
I kind of wish Bianca was doing the pit stop just to hear her thoughts on Plain Jane.
I know.
Okay, I'm really, yeah, that's really interesting. I'd love to see you two. I think that would be a really interesting development if she went home soon, but I don't know if it's going to happen. And in the same way, I don't know what a drag is like. I can never tell what she's going to be good at. Like, she seems to be kind of good at everything.
Yes. And it's, like, always surprising. You're like, huh.
Come true, she'll win Snatch Game and we'll love her. And then we'll, you know, we'll be confused again. Okay, so she was your eighth. My eighth was Tsunami Muse.
Okay.
I like Tsunami. I think she has good runways. She seems, like, wise and studied. But again, we're not getting that much time with her.
Yeah.
And maybe they're waiting on it. Like, maybe it's going to be like a Dita Ritz edit where it's, or like a Cameron Michaels edit kind of thing where they just kind of cruise on through. She hasn't really put a foot wrong, but kind of like we were saying before, it's all, there's been no wow. There's been nicer than Maya, but, like, there hasn't really been any main storylines featuring her. And I kind of feel like she needs to have a standout moment soon or she's going to go.
I agree. I really like her.
Where did she rank for you?
She is like, I have to count. She's a little higher for me. I'll surprise you with it.
Okay.
Still
okay,
higher,
okay,
I guess, than I expected for myself. I'm like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
but no, she's like, she's so good. And I really like her aesthetic. And I think she's very, there's a great like taste level there. Like, she always looks really great. I ranked her a little bit higher because I could see her kind of like being the girl that rides the middle. But then, you know, sometimes the queens will just randomly kick it into fucking high octane, crazy hyperspeed, like halfway through. And you're like, where did this all come from? Like, where have you been? I could see
yeah.
being her.
Okay, that would be really fun. Like, I was actually thinking she's kind of the inverse of Candy Muse, in that Candy was like all personality but kind of struggled on the runway, mm-hmm. whereas Tsunami has the runway down but is trying to break out, like trying to break through as a personality.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be, that would be a fun turn of events. Like, she could turn out a Snatch Game where you're like, win this Rusical or something like that, and that she would really jump up those rankings.
That's what I'm hoping for her, because I really like seeing what she'll wear and stuff. Like, I just like her. I just think she's a cool personality.
Yeah. And you know, she's like, she is a nerd about pop culture.
Yes. That's probably why I low-key like her.
Okay, so you were playing Jane 8. I had Tsunami Muse 8. What? Who did you have at 7?
7, I have Morphine.
Same.
Really?
Okay. Our first match.
Yeah. What are your reasons for having her there?
So Morphine is kind of like the narrator of the season. I feel like she's getting, like, there's Instagram pages that track how many confessionals people are getting, and she seems to be getting a lot of confessionals. She's kind of there the whole time. You know, if Plain Jane wasn't in the season, she would be the villain, I feel like. You know, she has that element of cockiness and confidence, but like, maybe doesn't have the drag to back it up. Mm-hmm. I think she's kind of hit or miss on the main stay on the runway. Like, her J-Lo moment this week was fine because she made it herself. I like that she kind of made it herself look like she was sunburned, which I thought was kind of a fun touch. And then last week she had like a black latex look with like a red pussycat wig, and there was like stitches and like scratch marks throughout the look. So like, they've always been fine, but I can't remember anything she's ever done in one of the challenges other than be drunk in that SNL skit that was annoying.
I blocked that out.
A trauma response kicked in.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just think like the drag for me is just like not great. And I don't think, like, I kind of agree with Michelle that it's like, okay, we get it. Like, you came here with some BBL jokes. You came here with one BBL joke that you've been recycling
in
literally every episode.
And she couldn't hold herself back from saying it again this week.
I know. Even after being told not to, she still, and it still wasn't funny. It's like, if you're going to keep telling the same joke every week, could you figure out how to make it funny? Like, we get it. You've had work done. Amazing. I just think like, I think she's like quite boring. Like, I'm bored of the looks. I'm bored of her like jokes and her, I don't think she has like a whole lot of like personality. She's the true definition of relying on that body. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like, there's like, she's complete, like, I put her in the middle because she's completely sort of like that. Like, she's just in the middle. I don't think she'll win. I don't think that she's the kind of queen that will kick it up and pick it up. I think that we're going to get BBL, the same BBL joke up until she leaves, and then that'll be it. We might never see her again on the show.
And something that kind of irks me about her is she, I feel in the talking head and the way she just moves, is that she, I mean, you could say this maybe, that all the queens think they're going to be top four, but I think she feels it in her body that she's top four and she deserves to be top four. And I don't think she has shown enough to prove that yet.
Yeah, she 100% thinks like, what am I going to wear to finale night?
Yeah. Oh, shame we won't see Dawn in the finale night. Yeah, that's exactly what she's thinking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, like, you know, bless her confidence. I mean, we should all take a drink of that. But yeah,
absolutely. Even if it's delusional, you still got it.
We didn't actually discuss Tsunami's looks this week or last week. What did you think of this week with the kind of like the blue kind of flared pant and the it was like a pink halter neck and it was like a blue kind of waist tie?
I liked it. I really liked it. I thought it was really well fitted. Like those pants were so good and they fit so well. And she wasn't even like padded or anything. Like it was just legs. It gave me Naomi Smalls vibes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, it definitely gave me Naomi vibes. I loved the glove. I love a glove. I love like a glove moment. A dramatic yeah.
Love a glove, love a prop.
Yes, love a glove, love a prop. Love them combined even more. But yeah, I liked it. What did you think about it?
I couldn't I mean, because it's a design challenge, I liked the color combination. It all just felt a slightly bit unfinished. But I think that's just, you know, I mean, compared to Q, it looked unfinished. But it was, she had the eye to pick out some fun colors that worked well together.
And compared to Q, a nun outfit looks unfinished. I mean, like, there's no clothing item looks finished compared to Q.
Hey, if you're enjoying this coverage and you want to hear some more, head over to our premium feed on headstuffpodcast.com, where we are currently covering RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the World Season 2. Episode 1 is up there now with Eurovision legend Niamh Kavanagh. I will be covering it week to week over in the premium feed. I've got a really fun guests lined up. So if you've been a fan of the show for a while and you'd like to support it, we'd be very grateful if you could join us over in the premium feed. And when you head over to headstuffpodcast.com, it is €5 a month to support the show. And make sure you click Sissy That Pod in the list of podcasts that you would like your subscription to support. For your troubles, you'll get access to our coverage of UK vs. the World, plus all of our back coverage of the international franchises. And to keep Megami happy, you can know that you are supporting queer art. Okay, see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Excuse me, you don't listen to Sissy That Pod. The cheek, the nerve, the gall, the audacity, and the gumption.
Now, this is the line where I think anyone above this line, I feel top six is like people who are making great TV. These are the main characters of this season, in my opinion, these top six. Do you want to share who your number six is?
Sure. So my number six is Plasma.
Okay. Tell me why.
I really like Plasma, and I think that she's one of those queens that you look at and just, it's almost like you see her potential before you even see her. Like, you see how good she will be, even better after she sees herself on TV. Because she's naturally a really great queen. I think she's super, like, funny. I like that she's so aware of her aesthetic, and, like, she's so, like, she feels very lived in. Like, you know what I mean? Every time she comes on the runway, I'm like, her wearing that makes sense. I think she's really good at makeup. You know, I've always thought that there should be a makeup artist on the judges panel on this show.
Yeah, there should be. Do you know Nikki Tutorials?
Yeah.
She was on the Dutch one for a season, which was really good. Have like that sort of feedback. But like, yeah, there should be a better makeup person. I guess was Billy B supposed to be that in the earlier days? Yeah. So.
Yes. But yeah, there needs to be somebody to be like, because then there are also queens that do like really crazy makeup, like what's her name that did prosthetics, that did like the peach, what was her name, she had like a peach head. Like she would turn her head into like, she would use foam and turn her head into like fruit. She was black. She did really
Nina Bonina Brown.
Yes, like there needed to be somebody to be like, you are literally like You're doing something that we can't even comprehend. But neither here nor there. I just think that, I don't know, I really like Plasma, and I think she's a little rough around the edges at this moment, but like the potential is there.
You really like her, but she's sick. So there must be something that was holding her back being third, fourth, fifth.
It's not like, it's like she's almost Jinx Monsoon, but she's not.
She's Jinx Monsoon in training.
Yeah. She's another one that I'm like, oh, she's going to watch this back and be like, all right, I could fix that, 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 and that, and then I'll be fucking perfect, you know?
Yeah. No, she does feel like she's on the rise. Like, she, you know, although she has a certain amount of drag caliber, you know, experience under her belt, and she's very good, it does feel like, you know, she's only at like 60% of what she could be at the end mm-hmm. point, or maybe even less, you know, sort of way. So I do totally get you there. I had her third for me. I definitely think she's a top four girly. And maybe I'm just being ambitious because I or over hopeful because I like her, but I feel she has that, she has the, like, the camp and the performance and the acting and the improv all down. Like, we haven't had the acting challenge yet, so that's going to come. We have the Rusical, we have improv. I still think there's a good few challenges that will work for her coming. She's got through the two sewing challenges now, and I think she could clock up a few more wins before she gets to the final. I get a kind of Bosco vibe off her in that, she's still like she hasn't come in fully formed, but there's so many good like raw materials there to like take her very far. So I don't think she's gonna win, but I would be surprised if she fell short of that top four.
You're so right about the upcoming challenges that I just feel like she's going to destroy them. Like, and she's one of those queens that's either going to be mind-blowing, mind-altering in Snatch Game, or so unexpectedly bad.
She's got a Trixie Mattel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be like, wait, what? You know, so we'll see. But I think that like her biggest episodes are yet to come.
Yeah, they could be. I do really like her though. Like, I know she can't, like, I'd say if I had to hang out with her now for like 4 hours, I'd find her a bit annoying. But like, yeah. As a performer, I do really like her. And I find myself rooting for her.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so she was your sixth place. My sixth place was Q.
Interesting. Okay, tell me everything.
This could swap between fifth or fourth, but I really like Q. Like, one of the best seamstresses we've had on the US for a long time, if ever. It's the Jan syndrome. It's the I should have won. It's the getting. We've seen how she's gotten her head already. Now look, she won the latest episode. Maybe this will correct her, but she's had a really good run so far. Top two, high, bottom two, then a win. But I don't know. I wonder, will she? Is this like? Have they already sowed the seeds of her downfall in her self-doubt?
I didn't see it that way, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, tell me. Where did she rank for you?
She's my number one.
Okay. Tell me all.
I just think, like, especially with that little introduction to her story, like, to her backstory.
Yeah. Oh, that was so moving.
Oh, it was so good. It made me so much more, like, endeared to her. And I was like, it just felt like the perfect setup for a rags to riches, you know, winner of RuPaul's Drag Race kind of thing. I'm obsessed with her. Like, I put her at number one selfishly. I'm not even gonna lie. I just think she's so good and so endearing and like funny and like always turns whatever challenge they're doing into her challenge for the most part. Yeah. I'm obsessed with her. I just literally love her. And I agree with her. I think she's probably one of, if not the best seamstress that we've ever seen on the show. Like, I can't even believe that she makes the stuff that she makes.
Yeah. Can we have a moment for this week's outfit? I mean, amazing. The headpiece, just the different layers. You know, I thought there could be more of a battle between Nymphia and her this week's episode, but Nymphia took a day off. She was like, I've done it once before. I'm all good. Q killed it.
Yeah, destroyed it. Always a really cool headpiece. Also, like, great at makeup. Like, the looks are always so cool. Makeup is also so good. I'm just obsessed. I'm Q obsessed.
Q obsessed. Not that Q, this Q.
Yeah.
not Q and on Q. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely could be wrong on this. The people I see in my top four are hard to budge. And I was between this and the person at my five. And there's something about her that I just see falling short. I can't, you know, it's just, is it the narrative? I don't know. Is it because she got her two design challenges down? But then she did really well as the brick from Stonewall. Like, who knew that she had that in her? So I definitely think there's capacity in her to keep surprising us.
Yeah, for sure. Undeniable.
Yeah. So I guess that's a surprise factor. Okay, I'll move on to number five. I had Dawn at number five. Again, really enjoy Dawn. Also, I feel kind of a narrator of the season. She's shown her versatility. Like, she's given the judges what they want in terms of the makeup. I really enjoyed her Galactic Empress. I don't know if I enjoyed it as much as La Roche enjoyed it. But, I mean, they're the experts, so who am I to judge? And then last week, they had the kind of clashing patterns look, which I also really enjoyed. It only seems to be safe for me outside of the runway. And that's the only thing that's holding me back from putting her in the top four.
Okay, I have Dawn, like, really high, too.
Cool, but that's good. Because the most boring thing for this episode is for us to come on and agree. So tell me why you have her. Yeah. So is she number two or three?
She's two for me.
Okay, okay.
I have her at number two because... Or should I wait to do that?
No. We're talking about her now, so let's get into it, yeah.
I have her at number two because I feel like I don't think she'll win. I've said this before, and I think that we're too close to a... why can't I ever think of her fucking name? We're too close to a Willow Pill win. And they're so... Their, like, aesthetic is so similar to me. As, like, nymph... Like, whatever you want to call it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this, like, little nymph art house drag queen moment. So I don't think she'll win. But I think she's really, 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 really good. And I think... She's so undeniably good that it would... I don't know if it'll ever make sense to put her in the bottom for anything.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
She's kind of unflappable in that way. Like, we haven't met anything that knocks her off her game yet, which is really interesting. And I kind of find myself wanting to hear more from her. Like, I'm kind of like, I'd love to hear what Dawn thinks of the situation. And she's kind of getting herself a reputation. Like, she kind of has a catchphrase of... Can I be honest now in Untucked, where she and they're like, oh, here you go, girl. And they called it in Untucked this week, Donesty, which I love. There's the merch. That's done.
That is so funny. That's hilarious.
But do you see her beating Plasma and Saphira and Nymphia and, you know, those people to the crown?
I feel like we have to see her out of her element. What I'm interested in is when, because it's going to come, where Michelle, and I feel like she kind of hinted towards it, where Michelle is going to be like, we want to see your normal makeup face. We want to see you do something that we haven't seen you do so far. Like, you're really good at that thing, but, like, the true test will be when she has to step out of her element and, like, the acting challenge or something like that. Like, what is she going to do on Snatch Game, you know? Like, that is interesting to even think about.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Snatch Game, it will be a real pivotal point. I mean, it is for everybody, but for a lot of these, just to push them out of their comfort zone. I mean, like, we're kind of okay, the Plasma's going to do well, but, like, you know, Plain Jane, Dawn, Q, they could really make or break them.
Totally. I can't wait for Snatch. I'm actually, like, more excited for this season's Snatch Game than I've been in a long time because it's so unpredictable.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that is done. That is my fifth place. My fourth place was Plain Jane, so we've discussed her. Who is number four for you?
Mine was Saphira.
Okay, tell me.
I wrote down some notes here. I had a lot of thoughts. Where is she? Okay. I just think that she's like a very like solid queen. Like she's one of those drag queens to me where like, because of her years of experience, like she's just like, I don't know the word to use, but she just feels like kind of unshakable by this competition. And I could see her going really far just based on that. I do not think she'll win. There's no way, just based on like how little we even know about her at this point. Like I feel like she's never on TV.
Yeah, but she scores very low in the number of talking heads or confessionals that she's got so far, yeah.
Like, we don't really know much about her narrative, but she just seems like an unshakable queen. Like, she's very seasoned and aware of who she is. Her taste level is, like, through the roof, in my opinion. I feel like, I don't know. I really
Although I do not disagree with you that she's unshakable, we do see her shook in this episode when she takes the immunity potion. Do you think that's plain Jane in her head?
That was so weird. And it was so funny that she immediately knew it was a mistake.
She said yes. And all the judges went, the poker faces collapsed.
Like, okay, girl, good for you.
That's the only time she's been anyway shaken. And that was really interesting, I thought.
Yeah, it was so unexpected. I was like, whoa, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You hide it well.
I kind of expected her to come in and be the Sasha Colby of the season.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's that level ahead of the others. I definitely think she'll get to the finale. For clarity, I put her second for me. Like, I definitely think she'll be in the finale. I think she has a chance of winning. I think we need to get to know her more.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we just haven't because they're saving that because she's going to be around for a long time. But like you said, she's unflappable. I think it's hard to find something that she... And she has such authority as well in drag, which I think is really important. Like, she comes in and she gives that, like, I'm great and I know I'm great and you're going to realize I'm great. And that's, like, so exciting to see when it turns out to be true.
Yeah, she's got a real, like, mother quality about her where it's just, like, she's, like, just feels very seasoned.
Yes. I would say, do we think she'll ever top her talent show? Like that operatic singing.
I mean, that was so iconic. I don't know. She's another one that I would be interested to see. Like, who is she in Snatch Game? Who would she be? I can't even wrap my mind around like any person or ballpark it, you know?
Yeah. I imagine somebody class, like, you know, old, I guess so. Yeah, I was gonna say classical, but then I was like, maybe he thinks it's classical music, and I mean, I don't mean that.
Me telling somebody my age, I'm like, old.
a legend.
It'll be like a Patti LaBelle or something, somebody like that she's probably been doing for a really long time, and you know.
Yeah, and I mean, if she sings, she could do a singer or something like that, but
mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate her to like win Snatch Game based on what I've seen.
No.
But I imagine it'll be like an Akira doing Tiffany Haddish, like a fun thing that we barely see anything of, and she's safe.
Yeah, make Rude chuckle a couple times.
A few days. Okay, so she was, remind me, she was fourth for you, and fourth for me was playing Jane. Okay. So, and Sphere was second for me. So that only leaves...
Was it fifth?
I have fourth, no? So I've got three left. I've discussed Plasma. I've discussed Sphere. So I have one left. And your top two are Q and Dawn. So your third is Nymphia?
Yeah.
Okay. I have Nymphia number one.
Oh, okay. Tell me about it.
I think first one with two challenge wins already. Do you know, I think she is also kind of unflappable like Sophia as well. Like this whole rigmarole that she goes through of like, I'm so stressed annoying the other people. And then she's like, okay, anyway. And then just like whips out this garment in like less time than everybody else. It's so good. But like Q, we know she's really good, but I think she has fared better than Q has in the other challenges. Like she was better at the at the dancing challenge. She was better at the improv challenge. Oh, sorry, not better. Sorry, but she held her own in the improv challenge better than maybe Q did at the dancing challenge. It's hard to find something that she's bad at. And even when she kind of says, I'm not great at this, she still does like safe to high. I definitely, the fan support is behind her. The kookiness, I think, is beloved, even though I am kind of sick of the banana at this point. I hope that's the end of the banana. I definitely feel like she is in the lead to win.
I mean, she's incredible. Every week I'm like, God, she is so good and so funny and such a reality star, like so great on TV, hilarious talking heads. I thought that that whole, like, the way that they edited her saying that she was scared and then killing it is hilarious to me. Her being like, I'm scared, you guys, like laying on the ground and like rolling around and then just ending up with this like incredible look. I just love her. I love the campiness. And I said this before, but I love like a campy queen who's also like tasteful. Like, she's camp, but fashion, you know, and it's like really cool. Just like the way her mind works, like she's just such a she's such an artist, you know, and the concepts that she comes up with and stuff. Like, I love for her, and like for her Barbie look, or for her doll look, if you will, I love how, again, campy it was with the big giant bow. Like, it felt very doll, and she to me looked like one of those like holiday Barbies that you're not supposed to open.
Yeah.
Worth money, but they like never are. That's what she looked like to me. I'm just obsessed with her.
I really enjoyed when Geneva was like telling her like proposed concept, and it was on the mannequin, and she's like, do you think that's a good idea? And she just like didn't say anything for about 10 seconds and then was like, yeah. That was such a funny moment. I totally see it, like in the way that like the kooky vote went for Willow last year. If Dawn's too close for it, Nymphia feels different, but also will get the kooky love.
Yes, for sure. Agreed.
Okay, so where did Tsunami land for you? Or should we, instead of that, do we want to just recap them again just for people and for ourselves, because we can't keep track of where we put them. Okay, I'll go through them quickly.
Okay.
So I had Megami at 10th, Maya at 9th, Tsunami at 8th, 7th was Morphine, 6th Q, 5 Dawn, 4 Plain Jane, 3 Plasma, 2 Sapphire Crystal, and 1 Nymphia Wind.
Why do I have an extra?
Is Geneva? Geneva's in there.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Okay, yes. That's
okay. Okay. That was the mistake I was making as well.
Okay, sorry. Okay. So I have Maya, Megami, Plain Jane, Morphine, Plasma, Sapphira. Then I have Tsunami.
Interesting. So you think Tsunami's more likely to win than Sapphira?
So
if she pulls it out of the bag.
I think she's going to pull it out of the bag. Like, I think that there's always one queen that just randomly shows up and you're like, okay, like, didn't even know who you were until this week. My spirit is leading me that way.
I'm getting like a Lux Noir London kind of thing. That's where like
the almost perfect example. Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay. So, you know, similar, good on the runway, you know, needs to pull it, you know, needs to show Rue that they can operate at something better than that he was anticipating them to. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I could see that. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
So then you had your top three were Nymphia, Dawn, and Q.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, exciting. Okay, I'm glad these were different.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, oh, everyone's going to say the same thing, which means everyone listening is probably like, no, you're both wrong. It's this, which is exciting.
I know, we're going to get yelled at.
Anything else you wanted to discuss in the last two episodes? I guess we didn't really discuss. I mean, Sephira's Dr. Evil look was okay. I liked Nymphia's for last week, the red. Kind of was it, you know, she had like the pussycat wig and then she actually had like a vulva on her head. That was kind of fun.
Yes.
This week, Sapphira, I quite liked Sapphira. Like, it looked kind of like Plasma, looked kind of unfinished, but But I kind of quite liked Saphira's look. I don't think she needed to take that potion at all. Like, I think she did pretty well.
Yeah, I think she would have been fine. I really, really liked Dawn's look. I really liked that galactic, you know, gown. It was very like Fifth Element to me. Like, it looked like something that the opera singer in Fifth Element would wear. Like,
yeah,
I just thought
beautiful
it was
gowns, galactic gowns,
galactic gowns. I thought it was really cool. I love the fabric and like the shininess of it. I just thought she looked really cool.
Also, shout out to a mini challenge sponsored by the Spanish Tourist Board. I mean,
can't live without
it. We appreciate your ingenuity. The intern was like, they were like, we want you to think of ways to promote Spain outside the box. And they were like, how about a mini challenge on Drag Race? We'll pay Charo to show up. She must live down the road at this point. Like,
coochie coochie.
Wild, wild, wild. So, Anna, who won? Who's off to? Who won the mini challenge again? Oh, Tsunami did. Tsunami will be off to Spain at some point.
Oh, yeah. Day,
which would be nice.
Tsunami will be off to Spain.
Okay, well, I don't think that we have anything else on that episode. So, we'll be back next week with our regular recap of the show. But this was fun. I enjoyed this approach to the season.
Yeah, this was very fun, and it helped me kind of understand where I am.
Yeah, good. That means I can charge you for a therapist rate. It's perfect. thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. It's the Rusical next week. Is this Plasmas to take home?
Either to take home or bomb miserably. So we'll okay. See.
So we win both cases, I guess.
Right.
If you want to check out the coverage of UK versus the world, you can head over to Headstuff Plus, where I've covered it with Eurovision legend Niamh Kavanagh. So you can find that over there. And until then, Troy and I will be back next Monday to recap the Rusical of season 16. We shall see you then. Love you. Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.